Hi, I'm not Jerry Maguire, but I am here to show you the money today. Under the fiscal framework that we're releasing today, Labor will return New Zealand to surplus in 2014-15 and will clear government debt in 10 years. And we'll do that without selling our assets. Kiwis have got a clear choice in this election. We can go down National's privatisation path, which delivers short-term, one-off returns from the sale of our assets. Or we can have my plan that keeps our assets and the dividends that they deliver to us, delivers a fairer tax system, and sets New Zealand's economy on a sustainable path for the next 20 years. You know, National's plan is like selling your home to pay off your mortgage. A foreign investor buys it, and then he lets you live in your own home, but he charges you whatever rent he wants. You wouldn't do it, and this country shouldn't be doing it. But John Key apparently is happy to have New Zealanders as tenants in their own country. He'll sell off the power stations and other assets, in part to begin with, ultimately in full, and then he'll let you rent them back. They'll become corporate owned and foreign owned, and you'll be paying higher power prices because of that. Put simply, my plan is to keep our dams and other assets in public hands so that we have the benefit always of the dividends from those profitable public enterprises. Those assets will work for you, not for some foreign bank. In addition to this, New Zealand will have a revenue stream from our capital gains tax. The combined effect of a fairer tax system and holding on to our assets will mean that in 15 years' time, 2026, the nation's coffers will hold over $19 billion more than under National's asset sale policy. In fact, the capital gains tax alone will raise an estimated $26 billion in its first 16 years. This will allow us to pay off the debt, the net debt, faster than National without selling off our assets. This morning I went up with some of you to Tawa Kindergarten. Those children are our future, they are our real assets, and they will be the beneficiaries of this extra revenue that will give them better health, a first-class education to get ahead in a competitive world, and a thriving economy where they can find jobs. To keep our assets, we'll borrow a little more in the short term to pay for the school and the hospital buildings that National's claiming that it'll pay for out of asset sales. But quite quickly, the revenues from the capital gains tax and the retained dividends from our assets will allow us to pay off debt faster while keeping our assets. By 2015-16, revenue from the capital gains tax will be close to $500 million. By 2018-19, more than $1 billion a year, and by the mid-20s, around $3 billion a year in revenue. So while we wait for the revenue from the capital gains tax to come online, we will have to borrow a relatively small amount of extra money to pay for those schools and hospitals because we're not selling our assets. In the next 3 years, if National wins, they'll be borrowing an extra $13 billion to cover their spending. Labor will borrow a little more than that, an additional $2.6 billion. But gradually, we'll get to the position with a growing capital gains tax revenue that'll allow us to pay back that debt faster, more aggressively. The benefit is that our assets will remain in public hands, and they'll continue to pay excellent dividends for us. That's a good deal for New Zealand, for all of us, our children and our grandchildren. Mr. Key has been going around trying to scare people by saying that Labor has a $17 billion black hole in its costing. That is not true. Labor will return to a surplus in the budget by 2014-15. We'll get back to zero net government debt faster than national. And we'll do that by a disciplined spending program which will phase in over the next term. Our family tax cuts will be matched by new revenues from our fairer tax package. Our policies will promote faster, better, increased business activity in the coming years, including in the rebuild of Christchurch. In particular, our savings policy will hugely boost investment for industry, for growth in incomes and jobs and government revenue. All of the calculations that you've got in your papers are based on Treasury's own estimates of economic activity in coming years. This election is critically important. The nation can vote for its long-term interests, for our children, by supporting my plan to keep assets in public hands. Or it can take a short-term view by allowing our assets to be put on the block and flogged off to the highest bidder. Mr. Key has said that I'll be borrowing from the Chinese. Well, I give you this guarantee. I won't be selling our assets to the Chinese, Germans, Australians, or anyone else for that matter. That's the difference between Labor and National. I'd like now to hand over to David Cunliffe to go through some of the detail of the spending and revenue programme.